Track 13, Bob's Brain Teaser Quiz Answers. It's time now for Sam to put us out of our misery and for us to find out how well or how badly we did in the quiz. Over to you, Sam.
Hello and welcome to Bob's Big Quiz Answers. Go on, how do you think you did with the All About Norfolk quiz? Well, we heard some unusual questions about unusual topics and place names that sound right odd. So let's find out how we have done. Now, you may remember our first category was history. So question number one was, what were the names of Norwich's three railway stations? Well, they were Norwich City, Norwich Victoria and Norwich Thorpe. Well, I know one was at the top of St Stephen Street between the roundabout and Sainsbury's, and I'm guessing that was Norwich City. And Thorpe is the only one still there, but does anyone know where Norwich Victoria was? Well, here I go asking you questions now. Such fun. Okay, question number two was, where did a family leave footprints on the beach more than 800,000 years ago? Now, that's a long time ago, probably when Norwich City were in the Premiership. Oh, don't write in. Ouch. So, these fossilised hominid footprints date to the end of the early Pleistocene period. The ancient people left their footprints at Haysborough, pronounced Haysborough, but spelt Happisburg. Well, maybe it's in their language, I don't know. Right, second category is on folklore. Now, question number three. Who is the patron saint of farm workers and where was he buried? Right, this is the most unusual one here from Bob. You see, the patron saint is St Wolstan and he is buried at Borborough. Now, he was the son of Benedict and Blid of the Royal House of East Anglia. And question number four is, where in Norfolk did pilgrims travel in the hope of seeing a piece of the cross? Well, put your hand up if you said Walsingham, that venerated shrine and place of pilgrimage. Well, you can put your hands back down, actually, as it was, in fact, Bromholm Priory, which is situated out at Bacton on the North Norfolk coast. Surprise there. Now, our third category is on nature. Question number five. It was a multiple choice. So, what is this Snettisham Spectacular? Is it A, hoard of Roman treasure? B, pink-footed geese gathering on the sands and the lagoons of the shore? Or C, the village classical music festival, which is by tradition where royal children give their first public performance? Well, I've heard of the Thursford Spectacular, but no, not this one. It is actually answer B, which is Little Pink-Footed Geese, the wading bird spectacle at RSPB in Snettisham in Norfolk, which sees clouds of tens of thousands of birds shimmering together as the rising tide pushes them off the vast mudflats with the commotion of thousands of wing beats, excited calls and swirling flocks, creating an exhilarating nature spectacle. Ooh, perhaps we should send Chris Skinner there, I don't know. And question number six. In which Norfolk area, beginning with B, will you find heaths, pingos and flint mines? Well, I think we all know what a heath is and could guess at flint mines, but what of pingos? Well, these are ponds, and they're not just any old pond, mind you, but a pond formed in the last ice age from a hard lens of ice covered in soil. And then when the ice melted, it created this unique pond. And in our region, they can be found in the Brecks. Now, category four is on the Broads. I asked you for question number seven, where in the Broads will you find crockle bogs, twiggles and boggles? Well, these strange named creatures inhabit an adventure park called Bewilderwood. And question number eight is, where in the Broads will you find tigers and crocodiles? Well, luckily, they're not entirely on the loose, but they can be found at Thrigby Hall Wildlife Gardens. Our fifth And final category is places. With question 9 being, where would a Shannock have been born? Well, a Shannock would have been born in Sheringham, to be precise. To be a true Shannock means you have to be born in Sheringham, and your parents were born in Sheringham, and your grandparents were Sheringham born and bred. And our 10th and our final question is, what did Burnham Sutton, Burnham Ulf and Burnham Westgate merge to become? Well, these villages merged into Burnham Market, which is known as Chelsea-on-Sea, as a lot of the property there is owned by them Londoners that use them at weekends and in the summer, you know the sort. My word, we have learnt some odd things today, haven't we? Hold on to your Shannock. You could visit one of 3 Norwich train stations, splashing a pingo watching the Snettisham Spectacular. How did you do? Tim and I, we managed a pingo-tastic 5 here at Chatterbox HQ. But do let us know if you scored better. I bet you did. And remember, the prize is an empty box of hot air that we will keep for you here. Oh, talking of hot air, what's coming up next? Oh, it's Neil. Oops, sorry. Bye for now.
Oh dear, I think that was my worst one yet. Must try harder next time.